a real pleasure to be with you this morning. We really love Biao Chen at Third Millennium Ministries. He is a good friend of mine, and so while he is gone, it's a pleasure to be with you. I'm reminded as I listen to worship that one day we will be able to worship the Lord together in every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And I look forward to the day when I will be able to understand you. And I'm also grateful and honored because you invited me once, and that was a pleasure. But then you invited me again, and that's a very good pleasure. So our text today we read is Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through chapter 6, verse 12, or verse 3.
今天我们所念的经文是在希伯来书5章第11节到6章第3节。
As I was preparing this passage, I was thinking of a story that happened to me about 8 years ago.
我当我在准备讲章的时候，我想起在8年前发生在我身上的一件事情。
It was just before my third daughter was born.
就在我第三个女儿刚刚出生之前。
We had just put the kids to bed.
我们刚把孩子们放上床。
And I went into the bathroom.
我到了浴室。
And I saw these little gel tabs on the floor.
我看这个浴室这个地板上有一些这个胶囊在丢在了这个地板上。
You know, the gel tabs are these little squishy pills.
就像是那个可以挤一挤的那些胶囊.
And
somebody's really want to get me.
Are we in good shape?
Yeah, we're fine.
So we had these squishy pills. If you squish them hard enough, they'll break open and fluid will come out.
那些胶囊，如果你挤得用力的话，这些里面的液体会跑出来。
So immediately, once I saw these on the floor, I became a little kid.
我看到这些这样在地板上的时候，我就童心大发。
And I decided I had to find out if I could break one of these things open.
我看看我能不能把这个挤出来。
And initially, I was very good. I held it over my sink and I didn't look at the pill when I was trying to squish it open.
开始的时候，我把这远远的拿着放在这个水池里面去挤。
And I tried as hard as I could to break that pill open.
我用力去挤，想把这个胶囊给挤开。
Three times.
试了3次。
But then on the fourth time, I decided to watch myself squeeze it.
第四次呢，我想自己看看能不能把它挤开来。
This was a bad mistake.
这是一个很错误的决定。
On the fourth time, it burst open right into my face and into my eyes.
我是挤开了，但是里面的液体溅了我的一脸。
I was immediately in a great deal of pain.
我的眼睛就痛死了。
And I could not open my eyes.
我眼睛根本就睁不开。
My junk started filling my eyes with tears. I could not even see out my eyes.
我眼睛就充满了泪水，根本就睁不开。
So I called out to my wife, who was pregnant with our third child.
我只好就叫我的太太，她正怀孕的我们第三个女儿来帮忙。
I said, what were these gel tabs that were on the floor?
地上这些胶囊到底是什么东西?
She says, stool softener.
她说这是开塞露, 也就是我们平时所说的通便剂。
We had to call poison control.
我们只好就找了一个毒物管理的人员。
Can you imagine the conversation that my wife had with poison control explaining what her husband had just done?
你可以想象一下, 当我的太太跟那些人去解释她的丈夫怎么做这些事情的时候, 是怎么个情景?
I had to go stand under the shower, look up into the water, and flush the poison out of my eyes. This is what happens when grown men act like children. A child might have had the same idea. And maybe a child would have tried to break the gel tab open. But he would not have had the strength to do so. But when an adult acts like a child, he can cause all sorts of trouble. And this is what God is addressing in this passage. When we should be mature, But we act like kids. We cause a lot of harm to ourselves and to others.
当我们应该是成人，却像小孩子一样行为的时候，我们会导会对别人和自己造成很多的伤害。
And so this passage calls us to press on towards maturity.
所以这个信息让我们能够努力去成熟。
Since you are going through the book of Hebrews together, you probably are aware of many of the situations that faced the original audience.
我们已经读过了很多的希伯来书的很多的经文，我们也知道这些第一次的读者，这些希伯来人的读者会面临着什么样的情况。
The church was under a great threat of persecution.
在那个时候，教会面临着很大的逼迫。
And it's possible that the persecution would become so great that many would lose their lives for their faith.
那个逼迫是非常的大，因为就是说，甚至到了如果你坚持你的基督的信仰的话，你有可能会丢掉性命的。
They feared that they would lose their lives simply by being faithful to Jesus.
他们也害怕因为自己坚持基督的信仰会丢失生命。
And so even though these Christians had been Christians for a long time, they began to regress.
虽然这些基督徒已经在基督里面很长时间了，但是他们开始有一点后退。
They began to go back to thinking and behavior that they considered more safe.
他们退到那些他们认为比较安全的那个地步。
And this meant a couple different things.
这意味着几件事情。
First, they decided to retreat into the practices of Judaism.
他们可以选择重新退到这个犹太教的信仰当中。
Judaism was a legal religion in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国，犹太教是合法的宗教。
And so the more they were perceived as just a sect of Judaism, the less persecution they would endure.
如果他们把自己放到犹太教里面去，他们的逼迫就会相当少很多。
Both Romans and Jews would be okay with them practicing Judaism.
如果他们变成犹太教，罗马人和犹太人就会很接受他们。
But the other thing they did is they regressed into the elementary teachings of Christ.
或者呢，他们就退到那些基督教里面最基本的一些东西。
Rather than pressing on towards maturity, they began to minimize Christ in their faith.
他们不再去积极的去成熟、去成圣，他们只是停留在基督的把基督在他们信仰中变得越来越小。
And these kinds of things happen when we face persecution and hardships of many different kinds.
当我们在面临逼迫或者是各种困难的情况的时候，我们总归是有这种情况。
When we face hard times and persecutions, we tend to want to focus on ourselves.
当我们在受逼迫的时候，我们经常会专注到我们自己身上。
We want to survive.
我们想活命。
We want to protect ourselves from harm.
我们想把自己从那些危害当中保护起来。
And so it's hard to concentrate on discovering the deeper things of Christ when we're worried about whether or not we'll live through the day.
如果我们仅仅关心我们自己每天能不能活下去的话，我们就很难在基督里面找到更深的含义。
We can perhaps understand the motives behind the way the Hebrews were behaving.
我们可能可以理解到那些希伯来人在当时为什么会这么做。
But the authors of Hebrews is teaching us that pressing on towards Christian maturity is more important than self-protection.
而这个希伯来的作者告诉我们，去在基督里面去寻求更深的含义，远远超过我们仅仅是关心我们自己的生死。
To protect themselves, they became minimalists with Christianity.
如果我们仅仅是关心我们自己的生死的话，我们会把耶稣基督在我们信仰中间越变越小。
And so the author of Hebrews says it seems like they're acting like children again.
所以希伯来书的作者就说，希伯来人那时候就越来越像小孩子。
He uses a metaphor. They're like babies drinking milk when they should be like adults eating solid food.
他做了个比喻，就像是婴孩一天到晚要喝牛奶，而不是像一个成人要吃这个硬的食物。
The author of Hebrews is telling us you cannot be mature if all you care about is self-protection.
他告诉那些希伯来人说，你如果仅仅关心你自己，永远不能够成熟。
To be mature means having the wisdom to meet the challenges that face you in the world around you.
成为成熟是意味着我们有这么一个能力和智慧来面临周围逼迫我们的情况。
And you can face those challenges without compromising the gospel or obedience to Christ.
当我们在面临这些情况的时候，我们不会因为我们的福音或者基督来让步或妥协。
And these are hard words for the Hebrews to hear, I think.
这些都是些很硬的句子，对话语对希伯来人来说。
In the face of persecution, being faithful to Christ might cost them their lives.
在逼迫面前，坚持基督的信仰可能会使他们丧命。
But to be mature in Christ, They need not let the threat of persecution or martyrdom dissuade them from their devotion to Christ.
但是作为一个成熟的基督徒来说，他们不能够让这些逼迫或对自己生命的害怕来影响他们在基督里的信心。
Maturity means we count that cost and continue to be faithful anyway.
成熟就意味着我们在面临这些逼迫的时候，我们仍然要坚守我们的信仰。
Now, to be clear, the author isn't telling us that it's bad to be young in the faith.
澄清一点，这个作者并不是让说在信心里面你信心比较小就是一件很坏的事情。
New believers are young in the faith. They need milk, not solid food.
这些刚刚信耶稣基督的，他们在信仰里面是一个小孩，而且他们需要牛奶。
But his readers were old enough to know better.
但是这些读者们，他们已经足够成熟。
And those that were young in the faith needed these men and women to guide them towards a path of maturity.
而在信心当中的这些年轻的基督徒，需要这些成熟的弟兄姐妹来带领他们。
But instead of reaching out towards young in faith to guide them towards maturity, they became immature themselves.
而那些年长的或者成熟一点的基督徒呢，在这个情况下，他们不仅不带领那些年轻的基督徒啊，反而自己变成了小孩子的样子。
They were drinking milk when they were old enough to be eating solid food.
当他们能够足够来吃这些硬的食物的时候，他们还是在那儿喝牛奶。
They were grown men playing with gel tabs.
他们就像是成人在那儿玩这个胶囊一样。
And someone was going to get hurt.
他们有些人就会受到伤害。
And so the author is calling them to press on to maturity.
所以作者鼓励他们去走向成熟。
It may be more dangerous than considering. It's more dangerous to ignore Christ and Christian maturity than it is to worry about those that were persecuting them.
如果你们仅仅是考虑自己在如何在逼迫中生存，这个比那些完全归顺于耶稣基督啊，仅仅坚持耶稣基督的信仰，其实比那些更危险。
Because Jesus is supreme.
因为耶稣基督是最高的。
He is better than and greater than anything that would compete with Jesus for supremacy.
他比一切我们所追求的事情都高。
And so when we give up on the supremacy of Christ, we end up giving up on the safety that we have in Christ.
如果我们放弃了耶稣的最高的权利的话，我们就在基督里面放弃了他对我们的保护。
We become blinded by childish attitudes.
我们就像这孩子一样，眼睛就瞎掉了。
And we are unable to see what true Christian maturity is about.
我们就看不到真正的基督徒的成熟。
After I squirted stool softener into my eyes, I couldn't see.
当我把这个胶囊这个开塞露弄到我眼睛里面去的时候，我根本就看不见。
Even after I ran the water over my eyes for 15 minutes, I still couldn't keep my eyes open for very long.
即使洗了眼睛洗了15分钟，我还是看不见，还是不能睁开眼睛。
So I had to make a doctor's appointment in the morning.
所以我必须要去早晨去看医生。
And I had to tell yet one more person what I'd done.
我必须要告诉另外一个人我做了些什么蠢的事情。
And he looked at my eyes and he said I was going to be fine.
他看了我的眼睛说没什么问题。
But he gave me some medicine to help me my eyes improve.
他给了我一些药来治我这个眼睛。
And wouldn't you know it, but it was that morning that my wife went into labor with our third child.
就在那个早晨，我的太太去了医院去生我第三个女儿的时候。
I was very thankful for that medicine that day.
我对非常感谢医生给了那些药物。
Because at the end of that day, I was holding my third daughter in my arms.
那天晚些时候，我的三女儿出生了，我可以把她抱在我的手上。
And I got to be able to see her.
那时候我已经能够看见她了。
And my wife tells me that she thought the two of us looked very similar.
她跟我太太说，我们这两个人看上去非常像。
Because I had the medicine in my eyes, making my eyes look kind of waxy.
我的眼睛里面因为有药，所以有很多眼屎。
And you know, with newborns, they put the medicine in the newborn's eyes as well.
他们也把那个蜡放到新生的儿的那个眼睛里面。所以我跟我女儿很像。
But this is not the way I wanted to be compared to my daughter.
但是我不像在这个方面像我的女儿。
But I was very thankful for the medicine.
但是我非常感谢医生给我的那些药物。
The medicine helped me overcome my immaturity.
那些药物帮助我这个克服了我这个小孩子气。
And that's what the book of Hebrews is providing for us this morning.
这也是希伯来书今天主要告诉我们的。
Next week, Pastor Chen will talk about the consequences of falling away from the faith.
下一周，陈牧师会告诉大家，如果离经背道的后果。
Here in this passage, he focuses on the way they were retreating into childhood.
在这一章呢，希伯来作者强调会后退到小孩子的样子。
He describes the milk they were drinking in chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
在第六章第一节和第二节说了这个小孩子所喝的灵奶。
It was repentance from acts that lead to death.
只是一些很基本的道理，就是各样洗礼。
Instructions about baptisms and laying on of hands.
后悔死刑，那些信靠神，死人复活，按手治理，这些基本的教训。
And the resurrection from the dead and eternal judgment.
还有幕后的审判，还有死人复活。
They focused on these things and not on the path towards wisdom and maturity.
他这个开始的这些牛奶呢，只是专注在这些基本的道理上面，而不是让我们如何的去支持自己成圣来成熟。
And unfortunately, he doesn't tell us what solid food is in this passage.
但在这一节呢，也没有告诉我们这个硬的食物到底是像什么样子。
And that has invited a lot of speculation from people about what solid food might be.
所以就引起大家对这个硬的食物的很多的思考。
Some have said this means we need to read deep systematic theology.
有些人说我们需要读更系统的神学。
We should be reading Louis Burkhoff's systematic theology and not Max Lucado.
所以我们应该读了一些大的系统神学书。
Some think it has to do more with the moral learning about ethics and morality, how we ought to be living in the world.
或者是我们能够在研究我们在这个世界上如何的去更有道德的去活。
And there's probably some truth in both of those thoughts.
这些想法可能都有些道理。
But I think to some extent the speculation misses the point.
但是这些想法都没有讲到关键一点。
At the very least, I think we can say that the solid food includes the exhortations of this letter.
我们可以看到这个这些强调这些硬的食物其实是这个经文的中心。
The author of Hebrews is giving them the solid food they need to reach maturity.
希伯来书的作者是给这些基督徒们让他们这些硬的食物让他们能够成熟。
It's the medicine that they need.
这是他们所需要的药物。
It focuses their eyes on Jesus.
把自己的眼睛关注在耶稣基督身上。
He focuses their eyes on the author and perfecter of their faith.
在看在耶稣基督创始神中的信心身上面。
Because Jesus is supreme.
因为耶稣基督是最高的。
He is better than anything that might tempt us to fall away from him.
他比我们所想追随的所有的一切都高。
Jesus is better than any of his replacements.
耶稣基督远远高于那些好于那些取代他的东西想取代他的东西。
I mean, why would somebody give up a Porsche to drive a beat up Honda Civic?
为什么大家为什么去放弃这个 Porsche 去开了一些 Honda Civic 这些破车呢？
It doesn't make any sense to trade in what is great for something that, well, what I drive.
去放弃一辆好的车，还去开一辆旧车。
Jesus is so much better.
耶稣基督比这些都强多了。
And it's also important to recognize, I think, that the author is not asking them to give up on milk.
而且应该可以看到，作者并不是让这些基督徒去放弃喝牛奶或者放弃这些基本真理。
The things he describes as milk are good things for us to concentrate on.
他说这些牛奶其实是我们应该专注于这些东西。
They just can't be the only things.
但是他这些牛奶这些基本的东西不是我们唯一的东西需要去寻求。
After all, milk provides fundamental nourishment for a newborn, but it still nourishes adults.
牛奶可以给婴儿很多营养，同样也可以给大人很多营养。
I confess I have a bad habit.
我不得不承认我有个很坏的习惯。
I drink a lot of soda.
我喜欢喝 soda, 矿泉水。那个苏打水。
I think I'd be much healthier if I drank milk instead.
我想我可能会更健康，如果我不喝那些苏打水，去喝多喝一些牛奶的话。
But if I drank only milk and ate only milk, if that was my entire diet, I would not be very healthy.
如果我仅仅是喝牛奶，其他什么都不吃的话，不会很健康。
And so he's saying that these are good things, but we need more.
作者说这些都是好东西，但是我们需要更多的。
We need to be equipped to handle the dangers that face us in life.
我们必须有其他的东西来装备我们，使我们能够面对我们生活当中所遇到的那些危险和挑战。
We need to learn to face the world around us without falling away from the faith.
们必须要坚持我们的信仰来面对这个世界。
We need God's wisdom to discern what is truly good and what is truly evil in the world around us.
所以我们需要上帝的智慧，给我们的智慧来区别这个世界上什么是好的，什么是坏的，什么是真理，什么是邪恶。
And we can trust that the Holy Spirit will enable us to live faithfully despite all trials and tribulations.
在整个的周围的试探和逼迫当中，我们靠着圣灵的帮助，能够活一个正当的生活，属神的生活。
And that's what the author was giving us in this letter, solid food.
这就是作者在这篇这个书信里面给我们的硬的食物。
In reality, a healthy church is made up of both young, immature believers and older, mature believers.
事实上，一个教会里面有在属灵里面有小孩子，比较年轻的基督徒，也有比较成熟的、比较年长的基督徒。
And young believers need the wisdom and guidance of older believers.
年轻的基督徒需要从老的基督徒里面有得到智慧和教导。
And younger believers, excuse me, and older believers need the youthful zeal of younger brothers and sisters in Christ.
而我们老的基督徒呢，需要从学习新的基督徒里面的心那个热心，在基督里面的热心。
And so maturity is having the wisdom to meet those dangers and to bring others alongside of us towards maturity.
所以老的基督徒在面对这些危险的时候，可以把新的基督徒带领一道来面对这些危险。
Let me ask you some questions.
让我来问你们几个问题。
How are you tempted to compromise Christ in your workplace?
当你们在工作的时候，如何是不是因为周围的原因来妥协你的信仰？
Are there times when wanting to get ahead you might have to be dishonest?
是不是有些时候你想升官的时候，或者是想提升的时候，你是不是变得不是很诚实？
Are you ever tempted to minimize your witness for Christ to those around you?
对这些你周围的人，如果有挑战的话，你是不是就不想为基督做见证？
Are you tempted to be tempted to participate in more immoral activities that your friends are participating in?
或者你可以跟你的朋友们同流合污？
Most of us here in the United States are not threatened with losing our lives for the gospel.
在美国，我们不会因为我们的福音会丢失生命。
But we are still tempted to compromise our faith in numerous ways.
但是我们还是有各种各样的方法会妥协我们的信仰。
And when we do, we abandon mature Christianity to act like children again.
当我们做的时候，我们就像是一个成人来变成小孩子一样。
I've been to China a few times.
我去了中国几次。
And I'm often amazed at the maturity of the Christians that we have met there.
我看到这个那些基督徒在中国的基督徒，他们的成熟和诚信性，我觉得很吃惊。
As a policy, when I go, we do not go to house churches.
我们并不是去这些家庭教会。
It might surprise you to know that I might stick out in China a little bit.
我可能我愿意跟在中国待更多的时间。
But sometimes they invite me to go.
有时候他们邀请我去中国。
And so I usually say no.
我有时候说不。
But I remember being in one with some believers that went to a particular house church, and they just insisted that I go with them.
有几个家庭教会的成员呢，他们坚持说让我去他们的家庭教会。
I didn't want to draw attention to the house church.
我因为我是个外国人，所以我不想把这个目光都集中到这个家庭教会上面，因为有警察就对他比较。
But they said, no, no, don't worry.
他说没关系，他们说。
It'll be fine.
没什么关系。
They might come in.
警察会来。
If they do, they'll break us up into four churches.
他警察一来，他就把我们分散到变成四个教会。
And then we'll have church planting.
我们就可以去植更多的教堂。
And I was amazed.
我非常的吃惊，我非常的感谢神。
They counted the cost.
他们数算代价。
And they knew the risks.
他们知道那些危险。
And they were able to see the benefit for God's kingdom.
他们可以看到神国对神国的益处。
Even if those benefits were not intended.
但那些益处不是他们不是常常是出乎意外的益处。
And I think that's what the kind of maturity is that the author of Hebrews is talking about here.
我想这就是希伯来书作者所讲的这些成熟。
He's not calling us to throw caution to the wind.
他并不是让我们去得胜，去小心翼翼的去得胜。
He's not telling us to do dumb things in public that might get us in trouble.
他并不是让我们在公共场合做些错误的事情或者莽撞的事情，使我们有麻烦。
But it is calling us to serve Christ no matter what the risks may be.
但是他呼召我们去服侍基督，不管我们面前有多少的危险。
I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
And I have to say they're really cute.
他们非常可爱。
Especially when they're born.
当他们刚出生的时候。
And I love raising small children.
我特别喜欢带小孩子。
Except for the diapers.
除了那些尿布。Not that bad.
I like the babies, I like the toddlers and little kids. I just enjoy little kids.
我非常喜欢那些小小小小孩，走路那些不是特别大的那些孩子。
I sometimes wonder if that's why we had more children.
这就是我想，这大概是我们有这么些孩子的原因。
So when my kids get older, I get to have more little ones.
所以孩子长大了以后，我就想更小的孩子出来。
And my youngest daughter, she really has it bad.
我的那个最小的女儿。
Because I want her to be a little kid again.
我就是想不让她不长大，一直是个小孩。
And I joke with her that I'm going to chop off her legs because she's getting too tall.
我说我会把你腿砍掉，因为你越长越高了。
And she doesn't seem to understand why I want her to be small again.
她不懂我为什么想让她一直是个小孩子的样子。
She's looking at her big brother and her big sister.
她看着她的大哥哥大姐姐。
She told me just yesterday she thought they were the coolest big brothers and sisters in the world.
她说我的大哥姐姐哥哥是都是最厉害的。
And it's really neat to see her want to grow up.
看到她特别想长大，特别高兴。
She kind of gets this.
她已经有这种想长大的这种欲望。
And I have a harder time.
但是对我来说好像比较困难，因为我还是想看小孩子。
But that's what the author of Hebrews is calling us towards.
但是这就是希伯来书的作者是要让我们所做的。
If you are young in the faith,
如果你在信心中间还很小的话，
who are your older siblings?
去看看你的大的哥哥大姐姐们。
Who are people that could be able to guide you towards maturity?
看看那些能够在基督里面去给你们带领你们的人。
And if you are already mature in the faith,
如果你们已经成熟了，
then who's around you?
你周围有哪些人？
Who needs guidance?
谁需要你们的带领？
Providing Christian guidance and discipleship with acceptance is an invaluable gift to give younger believers.
在接待中去教导和管教那些新的在基督里面年轻的基督徒，是我们年长的基督徒的一个特权，也是我们的恩赐。
You can be teachers and you can be disciples.
你可以成为门徒训练者，你也可以成为主日学老师。
And in this way, the family of God can press on towards maturity.
而整个基督的家庭可以走向成熟。
Adding more and more solid food to the diet of the church.
可以在里面教会里面有更多的这个固体的食物。
And this process is incomparably greater than moving back into childhood.
这个过程当然比回到这些婴儿的状态要好很多。
Because Jesus is better than anything we replace him with.
因为耶稣基督比一切所要取代他的都更好。
Retreating into safety may cause us to preserve our lives and sense of well-being.
退到那些小孩子的样式，可能是我们能够保全我们的性命。
But it may cost the glory of Christ in our lives.
但是会使我们的上帝的荣耀受到亏损。
Losing our life with Christ is greater than keeping our lives without him.
因着耶稣基督丧失我们的生命，而不强于我们因着自己的生命而丧失耶稣基督。
And even though most of us do not need to fear losing our lives for our faith,
我们在这边不会有很多人会因为我们的信仰来丢失我们的生命，我们也不会担心这一点。
It is still true what Jesus said.
但是耶稣基督所说的仍然是正确的。
Those of us who give up our lives will keep it for eternal life.
那些丧失生命的就会得到永远的生命。
And so, as a church, we need to quit playing with gel tabs.
所以我们作为整个教会，我们不要再玩那些胶囊了。
You can take the medicine of Hebrews.
我们的吃这个希伯来书给我们的这个药。
And we can give our life to Jesus and see the wonderful things that he might do in his church.
我们把生命给耶稣基督，就可以看到耶稣基督在我们这个教会所做的奇妙的事情。
The gospel frees us to take risks with wisdom.
神会装备我们，让我们在有这个智慧来面对这些危险。
And let's just see what Jesus does.
我们一起来等待看耶稣基督如何的去做。
Amen.
Amen.